Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf Chav Gimel. We're starting at the top of the Yomid from the new Mishnah. We had this Mishnah already a couple of days ago. Zok the Mishnah, Isha Shenodra ben Nozir Vachisa Shoisa B'yayin Metamala Mesim. You have a lady that took upon herself the Nader of Naziris. And unfortunately, she violated that Nader of Naziris. B'mezid. You had Edim Metasro, and they told the lady, you're a Nozir. And she says, I don't care. And she was drinking wine. And for that matter, Tiglachas. Which state in the Mishnah resists Sefegis Esraboim, she gets Malkis. No grace of Chiddush over here. The reason why the Mishnah brings it, we had in the Gemara, is really as an introduction to the next part. So what happens if Hafala Bala? The Baal was made for her Nader, and so therefore no longer exists. Tell me, is it Mekar Okar or Mekar's guys?
We had that big mouth locus, and the Rush wanted to miyashev them,
So you had three different pshatim yesterday, where at the end it's machloikis of the two brises, or whether both brises hold Mekar's guys, or both brises hold Mekar Okar, as you recall beautifully from the Rush yesterday. Shkoich. So what does it say in our Mishnah? Say for the Baal was made for the Neder Naziris, v'hi lo yoda shehi for the Baal. But she didn't even hear that he was Mefer. And she went deliberately and bemazed voice of Shuisim b'yayin matam l'mezim. Obviously, she does not deserve to be the guest of honor at the next Malav Malka. She's a bad lady. She knew that she was in Zira, and she did not know that her husband was Mefer, and she drank wine and matam l'mezim. Ain't this a figure of boy? She does not get Malkus. So now we understand why we have that. The introduction to tell us the second halacha, that even though she deliberately and intentionally violated the law, but Lamasi can't punish her because the husband was made for him.
Does the husband have to be made for in front of Adam, or can he do it privately?
I don't think he has to in front of
Adam. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda Oimer and Enes Efegis Saboim, Tispoik Makis Mardis, says Rabbi Yehuda, Avada the Tanakam is right, that Minha Torah, there's nothing you can do to her because she may have had all of the evil intentions in the world. Abalamasa, she was not a Nazira since her husband was Meif. However, Midrabonon, the Rabbanon have to go and make certain Gidorim, otherwise people just go crazy. And therefore, many Sefegas are Boim, even though Mitzad Hadin, she doesn't go and get Malkus the Araisa, Tisboik Makus Mardis, but she'll go and get Makus because she was Moreid or Moredes, because of the fact that she was rebelling, even though technically she wasn't over an Isser. So Midrabonon, we're going to give her Makus Mardis. So now, the rest of the blot is basically, if you will, agadata, but it's agadata mixed with a lot of musr that we have to go and be very cognizant of our masum, what we do. So Tana Rabbana state in the pasuk, Isha hafeirom v'Hashem yislach lo. Isha hafeirom means that the wife, the husband of the wife who made nidorim, he can be mefer. And if he is Mefer, Hashem Yislach Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and forgive her. Now, that doesn't really make a lot of sense, because if the husband was Mefer, what is there to forgive?
There's for no longer rebellious behavior.
Oh, very good, Daniel. So good to see that. You don't know how much we missed you the last couple of days. Zok the Brisa, the Isha Shehofer LaBala, the Hilo, Yoda Kasa Medaber. We're talking about that the husband was Mefer, and she didn't know. She Tzericha Kaporu Uslicha. She has to have an atonement of sorts. There is no Malkis because the Torah says if the husband was Mefer, there's no longer Neder Naziris. But because of her bad, rebellious manner and behavior, she has to go and clap Al Chet a few more times. When Rabbi Kiva would come to this Pasuk, he would start crying. Oh, why did he cry? And he made a Kal V'chomer. Uma mishen iskaven lalois biyodei bosa chazir. The Ola B'yodei Basar Tfuet. This is, of course, B'derech Mashal, because we're not talking about eating meat. We're talking about drinking or not drinking wine. But the Mashal is someone who is a Maskavin. In other words, he says, I heard that pork is delicious. I'm going to eat a piece of pork. Whether the rabbis like it or not, I don't care. I'm going to eat it. But Ola B'yodei Basar Tfuet, he didn't even realize it. It turned out that it was kosher pork. It was fake pork. It wasn't real whatsoever. It was imitation pork. So what he ate was absolutely kosher. Toim kaporu slicha, nevertheless, he has to have kaporu slicha. That's our case over here, where the woman is defiantly and deliberately violating what she thinks is her oath of Naziris, and she's drinking, and she goes to Matamah LeMeisim and Tiglachas, etc. What's the din? Says the Torah, since the husband was Mefer, she's off the hook, she doesn't get Malkis Ben HaTorah, like we learned in the Mishnah. But nevertheless, the Torah says, Vashem Nislachla, you still need a Slicha V'Chapara for the fact that you intended to eat this Basar Chazer, even though it turned out to be Pleb. If that's the case, you need a Slicha V'Chapara, even though you didn't do a real Aveda, just that was the motive and the intentions. HaMiskavin Lavis B'Yodei B'Yuch Basar Chazer. If he intended to eat pork, and in fact he did eat pork, how much more so do you have to make sure you get a slicha v'kapara? You have similarly, is a pasuk v'yodavi oshim inosa avoid. This pasuk is talking about an osham toli. When do you bring an osham toli? In a case where you may have been over an iser that's machayiv kares, but you're not sure. Now, there are two ways that the Gemara learns that you can mechuyev in Oshem Tovi. Each time the Gemara always gives the exact same case. It's talking about a Sofik Shuman, Sofik Chalev. The easy case, which is going to be the second case that the Gemara is going to bring us, is going to be that you have on the table in front of you two pieces of shmalas. In other words, two pieces of fat from an animal. One of them is Chalev, and one of them is Shuman. And then a person unknowingly, unwittingly, comes into the room here, nobody else is around, and he eats up one of the two. And then after he's finished, somebody else comes back and says, hey, there were two pieces of schmaltz on the table, what happened to the second one? I ate it, it was delicious. I made a shahako and made a boy nefushes, it was great, it was tremendous. Which one did you eat? Was the right one or the left one or the right one? Because one was shuman, one was chet. I don't know. Yeah. Do I know? They looked exactly the same. I ate one of the two. I didn't look at it, didn't weigh it, I didn't smell it. I ate it, it was very good. Mister, you might have eaten chaylev. What do we do? The Val bring an Oshem Toluy, and if we're able to somehow be mavar, we'll see. Blah, 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 blah. If it turns out that you taka ate chaylev, you're going to have to bring a karan chatas. If it turns out you didn't, okay, you brought an Oshem Toluy. And if we never know, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept your Oshem Toluy as your kapara. So that's the simple case of the Oshem Tovi. The more difficult case, when I say more difficult, it's a machloikis, and one man the Yemma holds that even if you just have one piece of shmaltz here on the table, and it's a suffix shal shuman, suffix shal chaylev, and a person ate that not knowing that it was a suffix chaylev, and after that, did you know that it was suffix? Why? If I would have known, and he tries to regurgitate the whole thing, but the point is that he ate suffix chaylev, suffix shuman. Once again, according to at least one man yama, that's the miut, not the majority view. But there's one man yama that holds it. You have to bring an oshem toli even for that case. And that's the possible yada. He doesn't know the oshem. He may have transgressed a sin. And this is the way you bring your korban oshem. That will hopefully atone for that possible sin. So again, the Gemara tells kiyotz with the same type of kal v'chayim that we just had now. The person meant well. In other words, he meant to go and eat the shuman. And afterwards it turned out that it was chaylev. Like we just said. The Torah says that unfortunately you have to bring your korban hosham to mechaper on your potential avera. Not only his intentions were, not only his final act was bad, but his intentions were bad. See here, this previous case was really the mirror image of what Rabbi Akiva was saying. I say mirror, the reverse. Rabbi Akiva was talking about a situation, in our case of the lady, she had the bad intentions. But it turned out that what she did was okay, because she wasn't a Nazir after all. So it was bad machshava, but the maisa was okay. Over here, he had a good machshava. The person thought he had no reason to believe that this was chaylev. He thought it was shuman. So the machshava was good. The maisa may have been, we don't know for sure, but the maisa may have been bad. What's the story? Kadosh Baruch Hu says you need atonement for that and you have to go and bring a korban. Hashem Tali. Thank you. Hashem Tali. If both the machshava was bad, and the mice is bad. Allah has come. Avadi, you have to have a kapara on your chet. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, this is basically the same as what we just said, but instead of talking about one chaticha, suffik, shuman, suffik, chayla, he's going to talk about two chatichas. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, v'oshim nasa avoynei, the same pasuk with the oshim toloi. Umar v'shim skava lala v'yodah boset le, v'odah v'yodah boset chaser. He meant well, he meant to eat, like our case, eating the case of the shuman, and it turned out that it may have been chazer, it may have been chaylev. Keep going. Shtei chatichas, achas shel chaylev, achas shel shuman. V'no asa avoynei, ha-meskaven, lalas biyodim, basa chazer, olam biyodim, basa chazer, achas kama v'kama. And al dover zeh, yidvu hadvuyim. About this matter, those that are sensitive to Isurim and to the Torah Doisha, they are going to feel a lot of anguish and pain for the possibility that they may have been Uyver and Issa. This word Yidva Advuyim, of course, is rather unique. You have it at the end of Eicha. Al Eila. Al Zehoya Doveli Beino. Al Eila Choshchu Einenu. Al Harzion Sheshomein Shuolam Halchavoy. That's at the end of Eicha, where it's saying it pains our heart. Al zehayah doveli beinu. It pains us. Al eile choshchu einenu. Our eyes see choshech, see darkness. Al hatzion sheshamim, that we look up to hatzion, meaning in this case to the base of Migdish sheshamim, that it's totally destroyed. So here too, the word yidva advuyim, it pains those that are sensitive to this pain. Now, why would the Gemara bring this interesting expression? Should say al dovazeh yirei shemayim, you know, any Torah Jew who is concerned. Let's yidva advuyim. So Tosis says an interesting thing. Yidvu, you see the fourth Tosis on the top. Rashi Tevis, it says yoda v'oshem v'nosa avoynai. Yoda is yud dalid, v'oshem is avov, v'nosa is avov. Yidvu hakasim adaber b'oshem toli. So that's the yidvu is Rashi Tevis of yoda v'oshem v'nosa avoynai. Yud dalid, vav and vav, yidvu. That's why the Gemara uses that as a borrowed expression, yidvu advuyim. It pains those that are sensitive to these types of things. That too is talking about the Rosh Tevis and Zehoya Daveli Me. So it's one b'chol hani lomali. We've given now three separate examples: one from the Isha Nazira, and then the two cases of the Oshin Tov. I'm sorry, Nachum.
Not exactly Russian.
You dalid. You dalid.
Yeah. You have to double up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. If I would say it, you could scream at me, but you see, right? Tosis says it, right? In fact, you have the yud dalid vav vav. He puts two strechlech to show that it's Rosh Tevis. Rosh Tevis the other, the yud dalid, the Oshin is vav, the Nas is vav, yidvu. But b'chol hani lomali, why do I have to give three cases? Three. The Eitan of Gabi Isha would only say the first case. Hosam who the Baye Kaporos Lichem Shem the Mikara and the Isura Ichavet. Her machshava was bad. She was rebellious. She decided to go and violate her naziris. It turned out she wasn't a nazira, but she didn't know that. So her machshava was Isura Ichavet. That's why she has to have a kapara. Avachaticha Sof Shochei V'Sof Shochshuan to Lehteir Ichavet. The person who had the purest of motives. In fact, he may even ask people, do you know the nature of this? Oh, it looks, you know, it's a kosher home, ultra-Orthodox. Well, I'm sure this must be kosher. It's probably kosher. You know. And he eats it based on the assumption it's kosher. He makes a shahakal, and he makes a burn of fashis, mit kavana in every word. And afterwards he finds out, uh-oh, this may have been chaylev, chaylev, ay. So I would think, it's an honest mistake. You know, he even asked a person or two, and they thought, you know. The Yitmar Hadof would only say the second case, the Iki Isura. The Maisa, there was an Isur in the Maisa. In the fact that he did, if it was Chaylev, then he ate Chaylev. Aval Isha de Hofa Levala de Teira. That's totally mutter. Once the Hafor is Balan, she's like a regular lady, she's entitled to drink as much wine as possible. I would think like Dubai Kabar Vaslicha. So I have to have that case. V'yitmar hanitarte, these two cases have a minna hanitarte hu desagi lohoin bekaporus licha play ikva isura. There was no kavua dike isra. In other words, in the case of the woman, there was no isra whatsoever. Just bad machshava. In the case of the one piece of chaylev, one piece, only one piece, savik shuman, savik chaylev, it may turn out that a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that it was really shuman all along, and he never did an isra. It's like ikva isra. There's clearly an Isser here on the table. I don't know which one, but there's clearly an Isser. So I might think, maybe this goes up to a higher level. and kaporas licha is not enough. Just having an ashram tolling, maybe you have to go and nechvayse, ask the bezin, give me voluntary malchus. Maybe he has to go and buy a mikveh or something more. Kamashim alone, come to tell you, all of these cases are basically the same. That regardless what your machshava was, regardless what your ma'isa was, if there is some aspect that may have been sinful, then you have to have kapara, a lachas kamakamet, both machshava and a ma'isa avada. You have to do a grois slichah kapara.
Now the ball here, if we say make us dyes.
Yeah.
So
afterwards, look at the sequence. He's mefer and then she drinks.
That's the
ratio.
I was thinking that, Shai.
Now let's go to the second
half. La bala.
The hilo yada.
See, heifer when she before.
Heifer la bala. Hilo yada is la bala. And
then she drinks. I was wondering about that also.
Okay,
back to the Gemara. The Gemara about Kamashim Lulashna. Amar Rabba Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. First wide line. Ma'idus, and it says the pasuk, Yishorim Darche Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Ufoishim Yikashlubam. The ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are straight. Tzadikim Yelchubam, the Tzadikim go on that straight path. Ufoishim Yikashlubam, and the bad guys, unfortunately, they stumble on that path. Thank you. So the Gemara says it's a very nice pasuk. What does it mean? Moshe Shnei Bnei Adam She Solu Es Pischein. Two people went to go and roast their korban pesach. Echad Acholi L'Shemitzah, one ate L'Shemitzah. V'Echad Acholi Shemachil L'Gasa. The other one just stuffed himself with the korban pesach. Zesh Acholi L'Shemitzah V'Tzadikim Yelchubam. He did it L'Shem Shemayim. Baruch Hu, thank you for giving us this beautiful mitzvah. First mitzvah in the Torah. Oy ha. And I eat it with the ganze kabbalah. Tzadikim Yelchubam. Zesh Acholi Shemachilah. Sorry?
That's the first mitzvah.
Nechosh Zalachem.
Nechosh Zalachem. In Nechosh Zalachem says you got to go to the Korban Pesach.
Okay.
And what Korban Pesach did they take? What was the first mitzvah they did with their actual Yadayim?
Yeah, they took the
Korban Pesach. They tied it to the Kroya Mita, and then afterwards they brought it for Kabbalah. And if it's mitzvah number two, it's not mitzvah number two. But the point is that they took upon themselves this Kabbalah mitzvah. This person is doing the Shemayim, the Shemitzvah, Tzadikim Yelchubah. The Shechol Shemayachil Gaza, Poish Mikoshlubah. So Amalei Rish
Lakish.
No,
it's Amalei Rish Lakish. Rish is quite upset and says, "Hi, Russia, Karisolei. You're saying a poishim yikoshlubam nihidolei ka'ovid mitzvah amuvcher. Okay, he didn't have the talik kavanis, but based on meikav, Amalamaisi ate the kavanis. You can't have talis. He ate the kavanis. Says Ektimar, you're right. Ela Marshall. And then he continues on. So now, before you get too upset about all this, there's another question here too, and that is. Is achila gasa considered to be an achila? She's going to say, well, Masa he ate. Yeah, but there's another Gemara of Sechus Yuma that if a person eats on Yom Kippur achila gasa, he's potur, because that's not considered to be achila. So, Ibazoi, our Gemara says that it is achila. Gemara concludes, Pesach miyavid. Okay, it wasn't mitzvah namuvcha, but he was mekayim
the mitzvah. Yishbechal masayim money. Yishbechal gasa kizayis korban pesach.
Okay, so why did you over on Yom Kippur?
I was a question from Misachim. I don't know. It's a good question.
Okay, so the Toises asked the question.
Okay,
Pesach miyakavid. You see about the
mashma.
Look, the Toises mashma dachila gasa shmo achila. That's for the maskana. The kosher in Perikasim Yuma ka'amr kaminan ho'ich achila gasa b'Yom Kippur and poter to lo shmo achila. The tray in Yoni Achilas Gasa. There are two dinim on Achilas Gasa. But who do you make going Shenafshi Kotzer Bachila Meroiv Soivoy that he's ready to regurgitate? That he is so stuffed he says, get me to the first bathroom or the first basin and I'm ready to. That's how Nafshi Kotzer. But how Koshein Nafshi Kotzer? Alashein Roiv Lechol Natiyomen. He's not. But he's pretty full already. You know, he ate so much matzah and he drank so much wine and he ate so much gefilte fish and whatever. And so therefore, but there's still room for it. He's not at the point that he's going to regurgitate. So that's the case of achila gasa. It's not a mitzvah and a muvchar. He doesn't eat it with the ganze tiyavoyim, but the maizi ate it and he's not at that point of regurgitation. So therefore, it's considered to be an achil. So whenever you have achil agas, now you know the two dinam.
You have to have the Pesach alasova. You can't eat it.
Alasova means that now it satisfies you when you eat it. Not that you're eating it past Sova, but you've eaten something already, and now you're going to eat this. Now, after you finish Kor Pesach, now
you topped it off.
You topped it off, and then you go and you feel your stomach, and you go a couple of times. Ah, that was delicious. That was good.
Right, so that, but Bechila Gasa would not that be beyond that.
I said it's next. You don't have the mitzvah in a mukha. When it's eating other soiva, it doesn't mean that that's without that you're not yoitza. It just means Bechila, the way you're supposed to eat it is. What happens if you didn't eat anything else and you only ate carbon paste? Zochit, you know. But Bechila should
also. That's why the chagigas.
That's why the chagigas. And what happens if you didn't have enough chagigas and you ate more carbon paste? Zochit. Anyway, right to Ella. So, what do we mean by Rishoy Mikosh Labam? You have two people that are staying in the same house, and one has with him his wife and his sister, and the other one has his wife and his sister, and it was pitch black, and each one of them had intended, presumably, to go and live with their wives, but because it was so dark, this one, in fact, Baruch Hashem got his wife, and this one never lived with his sister, which obviously is prohibited. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him as a special segula that the tzaddik is going to go and get his wife. This one's a poishe, and Nebuch, he fell through and toish.
So this, they didn't talk much.
Sorry?
There wasn't much conversation between
them. Apparently not. So Gemara, me dummy, even this marshal doesn't really fit the pasuk. So now come in on Chodederch, Hochashnei Derachim. We're saying on the very same derech, the tzaddikim yelchu, and the poishim yikashlu. Here we're talking about two drachim. In other words, that eventually he lived with his wife, and he lived with his achoisai. So these are two different drachim. The case of the Korban Pesach, other than the question of the poishim, he's a nishka poishaya, and nishka goris tzaddik, but he's not a rasha. But that was already on one derech. They're both eating the same Korban Pesach, but this one does it mitzvah and mofcha, and this one does it sad.
Even this one, it was dark, and he didn't intend to live with his sister. He intended to live with his wife. He wasn't there with his sister. He was there with his wife and his sister, thinking he's living with his wife like the first person.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the point is, the Gemara holds that this is not a good mashal, because it's two drachim. El is a Gemara mashal, the loy tishtei benoisav, imoy, hein shed iskam l'shem mitzvah. They, Rashi, you know, says in Chumash, and as the Gemara will develop it here, they were under the impression that mankind was at an end. There's nobody left. Everything had been destroyed, not just Spain Vamoira, but the ganze China mit alle 3 billion, and the ganze India mit 2 billion, that everybody had passed away. Nobody's left. So they was Chamla Shemitz, and that's why they lived with their father. However, he, Loit, unfortunately, was Lohut ala Royis, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. He, unfortunately, was a person
who had...
The Gemara is going to ask your question. The Gemara is going to ask your question. You see that in the Gemara. He was shikr, 100%. Anyway, so this is in the very same Maisa. Says the Gemara, "Hey, she's coming to shem mitzvah. Tzadik yelchuma. Who should come to shem aveira? Who boy shem yikashlema? Faith the Gemara v'tilma. Who named the shem mitzvah? Ichaben. Maybe he also meant the shem mitzvah, just like them. The Gemara doesn't acknowledge it that he was drunk, but maybe also he also thought that there's nobody left in the world. He figured this is the only way. Omer b'yechon and kol pasuk gazeh al shem aveira nema. This entire pasuk, which says about loit, that." Is that pasuk is totally shows that everything he had in mind was Shem Aveir. Nemar, we is a pasuk, we is a light. So if you have over here the third Ora Shalem, you have number four. This is Vayis a loit es ena v'yar es kol kikar hayarden ki chula mashke. Until this point, the Torah says a loit was together with Avram Avinu. And then, unfortunately, because there was a meriva between the Roye loit and the Roye Avram, that led to also differences between Avram and Loit, then they decided to part ways. In Asmoel Vemina, the Mayom and Asmaila, I'll always take care of you, I'll have you in mind, but maybe we're better off in living in two different locations. So where did Loit decide to move to? V'yisa Loit Eseina, V'yaris Kol Kikar, Hayarden Kichula Mashke, V'vnei Shachis Hashem, Es Seduim V'es Amoyer, Kagan Hashem, Yeretzitzvayim, Boi Chatzayim. The Poshim Shad, of course, in the Pasuk is, he saw the Kikar Hayarden, the plains of the Jordan Valley, he saw Kula Mashke. Oh, they're so fertile, you'll be able to easily grow crops there, easily be able to graze your animals. This is going to be the perfect agricultural setting. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to be matzliach. That's the Parshat Pshat. However, the Gemara is going to dash in virtually every word to show that Loit was, unfortunately, a person that only had in mind, or at least one of the things he had in mind, was Aroyas and Erva, as we'll see. So first it says V'yisa Loit. And then we see Batisa Eishas Adoinav Eseinera. Who is that? That's referring to the Eishes Poitifar. that she raise up her eyes, the Gabi Yosef. And that's in fact the next pasuk over here in pasuk number 5, the Yachad Varbaila Vatisa Ishas Adoina Vesina El Yosef Vatim Sheikh Vahimi. Ah, so just like that Vatisa was with lustful thoughts and desires, here too, Vayisa Loit, that was also his desire. The reason why he wanted to move there was because it was close to Sodom Vamoira, where all the action is, all the riches. That's why he moved there. Ah, so that's already the first part of the pasuk. Then it continues right in the pasuk, Vayisa Loit es Einav. And then we bring a Rai from another pasuk, Kihi Yishor Be'enai. This number 6, this is referring to a pasuk by Shimshon, that Shimshon said to his parents that he's interested in marrying Delilah, or as they say in English, Delilah. So now the parents try to convince him otherwise. If you see number 6, after all, there are many beautiful young ladies out there. Why don't you go and choose a lady among the Jewish people? Why do you have to go from the Philistines? So you see that the word Yosher Be'enoi in this connection means that Shimshon is saying, oh, she is pretty for purposes of getting married, of living with. Here too, when it says, Yisaloites Einov, Yosher Be'enoi, again, we're making a Gzeira Shova one to the other. And then what does the Pasuk say, Vayta? Vayar es kol kikar yadin, Vayar. And then it says by Shechem, when Shechem saw Dina, Vayar oisa Shechem et Chamor. And then it says, Vayta Vayar es kol kikar yadin. What's kikar yadin? Kibad isha zoina ad kikalochem. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei, where the Pasuk says that this person was so desirous of zoinois and arroyos, every day or every night he was paying fees to go and live with an isha zoina, ad kikalochem, until he had nothing left, barely a loaf of bread to his name. In other words, just like you have the modern day gamblers, gamble all of their money and there's nothing left, here too he was paying out all these monies for zoinois until ad kikalochem. So you see again, Kikar Hayarden, Kikar Lochem. Again, you see that Gzer Shava. Kikula Mashke. What is this referring to? This is referring to now a Pasuk in Hoshea, where we're referring to an Isha Zoyna, that Isha Zoyna says, Eilcha Achre Mahavai, Nuis Nelachmi, Umeimait, Samri Ufishti, Shamni Vishikuyai. What is this Pasuk referring to? She's saying, who's going to go and support me and give me all my basic food items? I'm going to go after Mahavai, my lovers, those that come to live with me. This Zoyna says, they supply me with lechem and mayim and tzemer and pishtin and shemen and shikuya. Shikuya means mashke. Ah, kichula mashke. Shikuya, again, is the same inyan. So we see from that pasuk that unfortunately Loit was not deserving of the Nobel Prize in nobility of character. Unfortunately, all of his, the entire day, entire night was consumed about lustful thoughts of Titus. And therefore, we assume the poishmi kashluba. But Freitach yet, brother Shaiva Menes on us. After all, he was drunk. It's trying to be Shem Rabbi Yosef Bar Rav Chuni. Lama noker al vav uve kuma. If you look in the Pasuk, where it talks about the first night, look in here, number 10. Vatashkena esavi en yayin balaylahu, vatobi habachira, that's the older daughter. Vatishka vesavi, and she lived with her father. Vlayada vishichva uve kuma. So, Pasha Pshat is that he didn't know when they began to lie together because he was so drunk. He didn't even know when she got up and left the bed. However, in the Torah, there's a dot over the vav over kuma. What does that come to tell you? Shabchira leimishi b'shichva leyada taka leyada b'shichva. But pakuma yada, then he was already stirring. He already knew what was going on. So therefore, he's not totally innocent. But you're going to go and tell me, well, at least at the time of shichva, he was an onus. Yeah. What could he have done? Okay, it's all over. Since he had two daughters, and since he knew what happened the first night, he should have suspected, something might happen tomorrow night. So the next night, he shouldn't have drunk wine. Therefore, it's his own. We see, therefore, he wasn't mainest on. It's not the innocent individual that we think he is. Unfortunately, he was desirous of having relations with his daughters, and so therefore the next night when he had that opportunity, he didn't go and drink. He did drink again, figuring, this will be another opportunity of living together with daughters without a problem. So we see everything that he had in mind was not the Shem Shemayim, it was the Shem Aveira, but they had in mind the Shem Shemayim. So that's the Yisharim Darach Hashem Tzadikim Yelcha Bom Dozer. But no, it's loy to Foshim Yikosh Lomom. That is loy to Himself.
Which vav is the Nakuda? Is
it Uvikuma?
Yeah, but which vav is the
middle one?
The middle one.
Yeah. The you if you take out any good chumash, you'll see that there's a pimple on top. The there's a story in, I think, the 7th or the 8th volume of Igros Moshe from Moshe Feinstein that they bring there in the Hakdoma. I'm not sure whether Moshe wrote it or his grandson wrote it. It tells there a fascinating story that when Moshe was still a young Rav in Luban, there was a... I was just telling that in the 7th or 8th Chelik of the Igros Moshe, it brings there a fascinating story when Moshe was Rav back in the Haim, in Luban, a small little town probably in Lita, in Lithuania. It says that there was somebody that was a Balgarshan or whatever, and all of a sudden, one day, the rumors had it in town that the person became very, very, very sick. And people don't know what's going on, you know, he was gesund, fine and good. Anyway, so then they told him that it's dangerous even to go in because it might be contagious. So he was lying there, and there was a rumor going around he's on his deathbed. Anyway, so Rav Moshe went and visited this person in his home. I think he may have even asked Rav Moshe to visit. I don't remember. But anyway, the bottom line of the story was he got a terrible shalom. He got a terrible chas v'shalom cancer on his tongue and in his mouth, and the doctor said it's just a question of, you know, a day or two, and that's the end of it. How did that happen? You know, he didn't have it. This type of thing doesn't happen 1, 2, 3 overnight. You know, so he went and turned his face towards Rav Moshe. He says, I have to tell you a story. The story was that 2 weeks ago, it was the parsha of the Loit and the Benois Loit, and he darshened in shul, and he gave it to the Benois Loit, and he said that, Gemara says the Shem Shemayim, we see that Rashi brings that says in the Pasuk Moyov, and in fact we're going to have this at the end of today's Pilat, that the older one said Moyov, which means Me'av, and the other one said Ben Ami, and so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not Mekapech Schar, even a Sichano, the Lebechira that calls him Moyov, says, Al Totteres Moyov, Al Tiskabam Melchama, you're not allowed to go and start at Melchama, but you're allowed to be Tiskabam, you're allowed to go and try to frighten them and be mitzar them. But the Tzira said Ben Ami, which is a much lesser expression, Al Tzunim, Al Tiskabam, Al Tzuri Loi Mitzarinan. Okay, anyway, what do we see from this? That the Torah is somewhat critical of the way they refer to their children as being Moyov and Ben Ami. And after all, we have to understand, why would they do that? Why would a woman want people to go and think about the children that the child was born from an incestuous relationship? They meant L'shem Shemayim, but let them call him Moshe, let them call him Aaron, let them call him Burech. What's that? This Moyov and Ben Ami. So this Baal Darshan really gave it to them and said, you see, these are, they should rot in heaven or whatever it was, whatever he said. Anyway, at that night, the Benois Loit came to him in a dream and said, you're going to be punished for that you cursed us.
Slander.
For all the slander. The reason why I called Moyav and he said Ben Ami is because we didn't want that eventually these children should be looked upon as gods, that they were born to a mother without a father. Because in the future there's going to be that person that's going to be born, quote unquote, Oysa Ish, without a father, only with a mother. And people say, oh, God. So we didn't want that. That's why we want everybody to know, Moyav, this is not something that just...
supernatural.
Exactly. And they meant it for the Shem Shemayim. Even in that aspect of the Moyav and Ben Ami, they meant the Shem Shemayim. Not only that they want to continue the human race, but also to let people know that this is not some, you know, some fluke or some Avodah Zarah or some supernatural, but this happened from the fathers. That's why they said Moyav. And then, but because of the way you darshan against us, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inflicted upon you this terrible cancer on the tongue, and in fact the person died a few hours later. So it's a Moira de Kamaisa, you see.
Where is it?
It's in Hakdoma, in the 7th or 8th volume of the Kamaisa. If I find it, I'll bring it in, I'll show it to you. Anyway, Dora Shava. Ah, Levi! Thank you for joining us again.
Well, I also set up Nezikin on the third shelf. It's in order.
Thank you.
Start November 4th.
That's so thoughtful of you. Thank you very much. Great. Okay. Anyway, so you still have a while until he comes back. So the Gemara writes, Dorisho, we have to tell momentarily. Dorisho, Maidasim, it says in the Pasuk, Ach nifsha mekirias oiz u'medyonim kibriach armoin. The Pasuk Pshat, Ach nifsha, means you have a brother who has sinned, mekirias oiz, coming from the Kiria. Kiria is like a town or a settlement. Oiz of strength. U'medyonim is referring to machloikis, like for Lush and Din, you have arguments and quarrels. Kibriach armoin are like the bars of a palace. What does that mean? He left Avram Avinu. So he was the Ach Nifsha, the bad brother, even though he wasn't the brother of Avram. However, Tosis brings on the Omer Aleph, Shenikra Av Avram, Tchsiv, Ki Anoshim, Achim Anochnu. Avram refers to Loit as my brother. So that's why this Pasuk Ach Nifsha is referring to Loit. He's leaving Kiryas Oiz, is Avram Avinu, who's the Tzur Chetzwasim. He was the tour of Klal Yisrael, the solid rock, the rock of Gibraltar.
The Kiryah is the name for the military headquarters in Israel. It's like the Pentagon.
What's it called?
The Kiryah. Uh-huh. That's what they call it. It's like their military, the Kiryah.
If you call the Kiryah, but you have numerous,
Kiryah
Tzitzans and Kiryah Mata stuff and Kiryah this and Kiryah
Malachi.
Kiryah Malachi, exactly. Good. Anyway, so that's the Ach Nifsha Mekiryas Oiz. He left the Kiryas Oiz. That's Loit leaving Avram Avinu. Umedyonim kibriach armoin. Medyonim over here means quarrels and arguments. He, Loit, made arguments. He told Medyonim kibrichin vi armoin, like bars and like a palace, like a castle. That what? He explains the top Toisvis that as a result of his bad behavior, that he left Avram Avinu, he now made a permanent split between his offspring and our offspring. Meaning, because it says in the Pasuk, Yovi Amoin Miav, the Kal Hashem, Amoin Miav, obviously, Amoin Miav, they came from him and from his daughters. So because he left Avram Avinu, and the reason why he left was because of the fights going on, Altim Rivo, Beiniu, Beinecho, Bein Royayu, Bein Royacho, Ke Anoshim Achim Anochnu. Right? So we see because of those fights that he made, that therefore there was going to be an eventual, like bars and a castle which are splitting between his children and our children, Yovi Amoin Miav. Okay.
So he actually defeated, the whole purpose was to avoid a fight, and by splitting like this, he perpetuated internally.
Exactly. And that's what it says. Well, you have all the Dorishav, he's saying, Rabbi Yitzchak, my disciple says, Apostle, Taiva Yevakish Nifrod, B'chol Tushia Yizkala. The Taiva Yevakish Nifrod, that's easy. The Taiva Nifrod means the one that was Mafred himself. That's Loit, that left of Rom Avinu. So he did it, L'shem Taiva, like we saw in the Omer Aleph. He wanted to be close to Sedoim Vamoira, where all the action is. V'chol Tushia Yiskala. The Tushia means where you have wisdom, Yiskala. Yiskala is here like with a hay at the end. He becomes revealed. So what it means, in all wisdom he becomes revealed. Shinizgala Kloinoi, that his shame and humiliation has been revealed, the Bate Knesias, in the Shuls, the Bate Medrashis, in the Bate Medrash. Now what does that mean in the Shuls, in the Bate Medrash? So Toises says, we're talking about Bate Knesias. That's when we lay in Parshas Kiseitze and we say, L'yovi amoinu mi'avi b'kal Hashem. That's the koloin that we're not allowed to live with Loit, or Loit's progeny. Uvatu Midrashis Titnan, the Gemara continues, we learn the Mishnah. Where does the Mishnah appear? In the end of Yavamis. Titnan, amoinu mi'avi asurim v'yisurim isur oilam. It's not only that they themselves are awesome, but it goes on forever and ever. Even though the Pasuk only refers to 10 doiris, it means forever and ever that they're awesome. So therefore, that's their koloin is Bate Knesias when they lay in Bate Midrashis when you are in the Bate Medrash. Omer Ula, Tamar Zinza and Zimri Zina. Both Tamar was Mazana with Yehuda and Zimri with Cosby Basur. Tamar Zinza Yotzim Menah Melochim Unaviim. She was Oichet to have among her legacy, among her descendants, Melochim and Neviim. Well, Zimri Zina Nafalam Kamer Vovis Miyisra. Now, where do we know that she had Melochim Nevi'im? So our Gemara doesn't go into it, but the Gemara in Megillah and Soita does. And our Toisis conveniently brings that Gemara. If you look at the Toisis, Tomer Zinza, skip two lines, V'yotzim emena Melochim, Kirachsid Batzvoy Vrus, V'eile Toilis Peretz, and then it says, Ad Yishai. So I know that they have the Doiris over there. They have Oyved Yishai and David HaMelech. So we know in the Melochim. How do I know in the Nevi'im? The Amamar, Omeitz v'amatzia achim hava, v'amatzia hamelech mizera David. If you look in Tanakh, you find that Amatzia was one of the kings from the base David. So he was an Enikel. And Yishaya v'omeitz Nevi'im hayu, because it says, Chazon Yishaya ben Omeitz, So therefore Amatzia was a Navi, as well as Yishai, and Amatzia was a brother, Amatzia was the king, Omitz was a Navi just like Yishai, and Omitz and Amatzia were brothers, so therefore, what do we see from that? That not only were there Malachim, but there were also the Nevi'im coming out from him, from Tamar, right? Right, Sheik Nochem Pasek Zimri Zina Zimri was Mizana, Nafal Love Kamid Vavis Yisrael. At the end of Parshas Chukas, it says that he passed away Arbo Vi Esrim Olaf, 24,000, never because of the Mises Nus with the Bnei Shimon, Zimri, and all the rest.
It's interesting, Tamar Zinsa, but also that's also a descendant of Lot. Lot, because Rus came from
Moyev and from Amram.
Right. So it's ironic. It's ironic. At one point, we're condemning Lot. And we're also showing through the side door here that he also is the great grandfather of Nevi'im and Malachim because he's also the progenitor based of it.
Because the Bnei is a mutter, it's only the Mayavi, but not the Mayavi.
Right.
Or Mayavis. And maybe based on this Gemara, I'm speculating that perhaps that's the reason because since Bnei Sloit meant to Shem Shemayim, so therefore the Bnei is a mutter.
Very good.
In the Torah, gives a different reason.
Right.
Actually, and also didn't come to be makdim melech l'mayim derech shel isha lehakdim melech l'mayim nati derech gakah shel isha, but this would fit in nicely too that Lot is the male and he's the bad guys. So Mayavim Amoin and Mayavim are bad guys. Wherever Mayavis and Amoin is, that would be okay because the Benoyis like meant l'shem shemayim. Okay, al pidrush is hefshigut. So this was Tamar, but now we get Zimri. Kamar vavim Yisrael nebuch were killed. That Aveir Lishma is greater than a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. The Gemara doesn't say which Aveir Lishma do we refer to.
Right.
It could be that this is could be number one in Tamar with Yehuda, and it could also be Benois Loit together with Loit,
right.
That they all meant Lishem Shemai. However, the Gemara doesn't tell us directly, but that's presumably the connection. And the Gemara is going to shortly tell us about Yoel together with Sisra.
Right.
And of course, now that we're about to start Chodesh Adar, this is also referring to Esther, Malka, and Achashverosh, etc. Yeah. Anyway, Gedol Aveir L'shma, Gmesh L'Oy L'shma. Freitim or Rebuta Merav, L'Oylem Yasekon B'Toyr L'shma. Sorry, B'Toyr B'Mitzis, Afil Shloy L'shma, Toyr Shloy L'shma, Ba L'shman. It sounds like from Rachma Yitzchak, he's kind of denigrating a Mitzis Shloy L'shma. Mitzis Shloy L'shma, Nishas Eikvaldik. But Rebbe Yehuda Merav said, Mitzis Shloy L'shma on its own tak, Nishas Eikvaldik. However, it's going to lead Yasek, a person should be Oisik Shaloi Lishman, Shemitah Shaloi Lishman, Ba Lishman, from the Shaloi Lishman, it's going to come Lishma. So therefore it's a good Tzach after all. So don't make it a Zohi Gunish. Ela'im Akim, it's a Shaloi Lishma. Fine. So Rav Nachma Yitzchak, we're going to make a small change. G'doy La'aveir Lishma, Kim Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. Just like a Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma, it's taka good. It's on the route, it's on the way to a Mitzvah Lishma. Also, Veir Lishma is also a good Tzach. Tichsiv, how do I know? To work with Nashim Yoel. That Yoel is considered to be from the Noshim Ba'oil Tavoyrach at Tzedekis. Who are the Noshim Ba'oil Tavoyrach? Those are referring to the four Imoisa, Rivka, Rachav, and Leah. Why they referred to Noshim Ba'oil? So Toysis says, because we have Sukkim about each one, if you skip a couple of Toysis in. Uman Einon Noshim Ba'oil. Those are, sorry, Rivka, Rachav, Leah. Sorry, Ksivinehine Ba'oil. Rivka, Ksivinehine, Yitzchak, Oil, sorry, Imoi. But Rachvalei, it says, V'yitzimi oyolei, V'yoyol Rachim. Uminashim, we're referring to, means over here that Yoel is to be counted among, just like the Emois of oil, she has that same bracha of oil.
She was last week's Haftarah.
Yeah, exactly. Om Rav Yoichanan, Sheva B'il is bought.
Not last week, it's the week before.
Abshach, thank you.
Abshach, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
But it made such a lasting impression. Yeah. It's as if he felt it yesterday. Good. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shem v'Bi'ilis Bo'al Oisa Rashi Bo'al Oisa Shach. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, Bein Aglea Korish, Nachal Shachav. Now, Hagemara doesn't bring the whole Pasuk, but for those of you that Torah are a Shalom, mine is number 4. It has all the Lashonos, and the 7 are the Lashonos of Kriya, Nefila, and Shechiva. So you see in number 4, we start of Korah, Nofal, Shochav, those are 3 Lashonos. Ben Regleah, Korah, Nofal, another 2, that's 5 Lashonos. Kasha, Korah, that's number 6. And Nofal, that's number 7. So 7 Lashonos all together. That Sisra, how he had the koyach to do it all one night, Veselish, but anyway, 7 Be'ilis, he was boil that night, the Koma, period. And the reason why she accepted all those Be'ilis, after all, she was at Tzedekis, the only reason why she did it is because she wanted to weaken him to the point that she was able to finally go and kill him. Frank Dimorba Kamasanyam Biila Delay. fine, she was a tzedekah, very good, but Lamaisa wasn't there at least a tinge of Aveira here too, that she lived with him? And the Tosis talks about the fact that she was just like Esther, just Karka Oilam Hoysa. So it's really, the woman is always in the passive, not in the active. So what's the real Aveira over here? So nevertheless, Tosis says that the Hanoah, even though it was Taka Shem Shemaim, but nevertheless, if she had Hanoah, would still be considered to be a Psash Eshtikel Chet. And how do we say that she's between the Noshim Oil Tavoyrach, the 40 Mois? And therefore, says Imam Rabbi Yochanan, called Tavoyrach Rosh Hashem, Ein El Ra, Eitz Tzadikim. Any Toiv of Rosh Hashem that's automatically a Ra, Eitz Tzadikim, Shenem Yisham Lecham Yidabim Yaakov, Mitoiv Ad Ra, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Lavan, don't speak to Yaakov, Inu, Mitoiv Ad Ra. So Frank Timor, let me understand. Mishlem Ad Rosh Hashem, if he shouldn't say anything negative, I understand. El Toiv of my Lord, what's wrong about talking about positive things? Who's just left? Elav Shemamina, Tavos Ad Ra, Hi Shemamina. Talking to a Rasha, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, stay away. It's bad, bad, bad. So here too, you think that she had a no, living with a Zah, Rasha or Marusha, like Sistra, was no Hano whatsoever. You might think it's Toiv, it's only Ra, bad. Okay, anyway, so we see that a Veda Shloi Lishma is as great as a mitzvah Shloi Lishma.
So it says Menashim.
Menashim, right.
Menashim, but yeah. It seems that she's greater.
You could perhaps interpret that, or you can say Minashim that she should be counted among
Minashim.
Okay, I'm happy with that pshat too. Believe me, okay. I love that pshat. Guf, Amar Gid Amar Ab, La'olim Yasek Odom Betayir B'Mitzvah. Afilu Shalishman, Mishak Shalishman, Balishman. That's the Gemara that we just brought. Shebeschar Mem Beis Kabbanah Sheikre Balak Harasha Zoch VeYotzim Menu Rus. In the schar, bringing 42 kabbanas. How do you get 42 kabbanas? So Tosis makes the cheshbon very simple. You see down at the bottom. She also begin mekoyim mezayim mizbechais. Each time it says that Bilam asked Balak to go and make seven mizbechais, and on each one of the mizbechais he brought par va'ayil mizbeach. So 2 times 7 is 14. This happened 3 times. 3 times 14 gets you 42 kabbanas altogether. And it was all Shalei Lishma, because the reason why he did it was not because he wanted to give Hashem a present, but rather he wanted to use that as a mechanism to Chas V'Shalom be Mechalel, to go and curse Klal Yisrael. So that being the case, Zokti Gemara, Shebeschar Membeis Kabbanah Sheikra Balak Harash, even though it was Shalei Lishma, Zokh V'Yatzin, Menu Rus, he got Rus, and of course from Rus came David HaMelech, etc., etc.
Rus was a descendant of
Lot, Moav, she's Moav.
Oh, Moav, I see.
She's Moabite, the love of Amoni Moavi. Remember, Ploy Amoni doesn't want to marry Moavi?
No, I know, and that I understand. I'm just trying to think, who was Kikri of these Karbanos?
Balak.
So it seems like was Rus related to Balak.
The Omer of Yosef Rab Chanina, Rus bas benoy shel Egloin Melech Moav Hoysa. Rus was the einikel of Egloin Melech Moav. Toysis on the bottom says might not have been Mamish second generation, might have been third or fourth generation.
So Balak was her
ancestor.
Balak Melech Mayov Be'esahi. So therefore it was her ancestor, and therefore, because of bringing the 42 kabbanos, he was able to have Rus later on.
So Balak was the grandfather of Eglon.
Apparently, or maybe even the great-grandfather.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Melech Mayov. Amr B'chiyah, so therefore she descended 42 kabbanos, Shalei Lishma, etc. This is what we spoke about earlier on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when a person talks nicely and doesn't speak in a vulgar manner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar for that too. So therefore a person should always be careful the way he speaks. The older one that called her son Mayav, the younger sister, the Karisa ben Ami, which is not the same as Moyav, in other words, you look at the two psukim, the psukim are almost identical. Here it says Al Totzar and here it says Al Tetzure, which both mean the same. It means don't make a siege around them. And then here it says Tiskar ba Mechama, and here it says Tiskar ba. The word Tiskar comes from to frighten and to make them tremble. So here it says Tiskar ba Mechama, don't frighten them in a battle. So Mechama Hudaloi, That you're not allowed to by Moav. They're not allowed to start battling, no fighting, no. But you're allowed to go and give them tzar. That you're allowed to pain them and give them anguish or whatever. Well, in the case here of Amoin, it says, Al tizkob, it doesn't say tizkob amulchama. Al tizkob am, don't cause them to tremble or to be frightened at all. In other words, be friendly, be nice, don't go and cause any tzar. Because of that tzichanoah of the tzira vis-a-vis the b'chir. But again, from that fascinating story by Ramosha, their kavana was also Shem Shemayim, but Moyov is still grubber than Ben Ami, right? The first one should have said, oh, it's Ben Ami. Why'd you say Moyov? Moyov is, especially if you speak Litvish, is Mayov. Mayov for unsere Tate. It's not nice. Good. Right. Again, we're saying about the Bechira that she got a little bit of a punishment for speaking in a manner which was not a sicha not, sak emes. However, we do give her credit at the same time. She was makna l'dvar mitzvah, because both of them meant l'shem shemayim, because they thought mankind had ended. So they're trying to go and continue mankind. So Ibazoi zokta yimara, l'olim yaktam onu l'dvar mitzvah, the Bechira was the one that was makdim. She pschar lay l'ach, she kodmas a Bechira l'tzira, zokta she was zoicha, the kodma arbo adoyres bi Yisrael l'malchus. What does that mean? If you look at the top toises, we have at the end of Rus, it says over there, Oyvid Yishai David, and then doesn't say Shlomo Melech, which of course was the son of David. So therefore, you have those four generations. Vilutzira, which means the younger one that produced Amoy, Lehav Bisrael, Ad Rechavim Ben Shlomo, Shebo Mina'amo Hamoynes. Oh, Rechavim was descended from Na'amo Hamoynes, that's Amoyne, but Rechavim only was king after Shlomo Melech. So therefore, there were four Melachim pre Rechavim. Oyvid Yishai David and Shlomo. Four doyrois, they weren't all kings.
Right.
Only starting for David. But four doyrois be Israel lemalchus was in the case of Rus and Moabia before Nama Moines, were only afterwards in the fifth generation of Chavim Shlomo was born and the Chavim became king at that time. So you see that you should be maktim lidvar mitzvah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zad Ben Zakazin.